With a look at Radio on the Go Sports for a Friday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. Hope you're enjoying the rain. Well, the Hampton UMass Cal Bulldog volleyball team came up short in a tough NCC conference match to Webster City last night. Senior night, as aired on 104.9 KLMJ. The Bulldogs led early, but could not overcome the Lynx. Head coach Sarah Miller says the Bulldogs showed great teamwork, though, and flow in the match. Still, inconsistency remains a challenge.
We changed some things around coming into tonight, and proud of the girls. I feel like there was a really good flow at times, a lot of great teamwork, a lot of great things happening. But unfortunately, the story of our season right now is just that inconsistency. You know, volleyball is a game of errors. We've said that over and over, and you're going to make an error, but it's just making sure that we're executing at the critical times that we need to score a point.
The Bulldogs fall 3 sets to 1, 25-21, 22-25, 25-16, and 25-16. And we're led by junior captain Aubrey Showalter with 10 kills and 21 digs. Junior Aubrey Gronewald with 12 assists. And junior captain Charlie Morton had 7 kills. The Bulldogs fall to 7-16. 1-5 in the NCC. They will be in action Saturday hosting the Hampton-Dumont Tournament beginning tomorrow in Hampton at 9 a.m. Other action from yesterday, well, it was no surprise. Dyke New Hartford ends up your champion of the North Iowa Cedar League Tournament. They had a challenge from Grundy Center in the semifinal in the first set, 25-21, but would not be challenged really after that. They win the second set over the Spartans, 25-16, to sweep Grundy Center. And then in the championship, Dyke New Hartford defeats Denver 2 sets to none, 25-13, 25-18. Applington Parkersburg was in that other semifinal with Denver losing 2 sets to none. AP would lose in the consolation to Grundy Center 2 sets to none. Some other consolations in other locations besides that in the Grundy Center. AGWSR wins a couple of matches in the Gladbrook-Rhinebeck consolation pod. So congratulations to the Cougars. They sweep East Marshall and 13th-rated Gladbrook-Rhinebeck as the 8th-rated Cougars get the victory there. And South Hardin fell to Union in their consolation pod, and they would fall to Wapsie Valley after that. Some other volleyball matches around the area yesterday. Belmont Clemmie wins a thriller at home against North Union, 3 sets to 2. Goes to the 5th set. Always exciting when that happens. Algona tops Clarion Gofield Dows in 4. Janesville sweeps Clarksville in volleyball last night. Iowa Falls Alden swept by Humboldt. And West Fork falls to Central Springs in 3 straight sets last night. Well, it is week 7 of Friday Night Football. Hard to believe we're at that point of the season. Hampton-Dumont Cal football team battling for its first district win, and second-ranked Clear Lake is standing in the second-ranked opponent, that is third-rated Clear Lake, standing in their way here tonight. Hampton-Dumont Cal 4-2, 0-2 in the district after a loss 35-6 to Webster City last week. Head coach Cole Miller says he was proud of the resilience and the focus of his team after a tough loss and getting ready for this Friday night's game.
Well, I think their resiliency is what I've been most impressed with this week. We had a bad game against Webster. It didn't feel like that come Monday. It felt like they were ready to go, they were recharged, and that they weren't dwelling on the past. They knew that we had to attack what was in front of us, and this week that happens to be Clear Lake. So I felt like the focus that they had this week was good, and I think that just comes from those senior leaders and the experience that we have.
Clear Lake is rated number 3 in the state, 6-0, 2-0 in the district. Their defense has given up 6 points or less in 4 of 6 games so far this season. And Miller says after resetting from a tough week, the focus the Bulldogs had in preparation for the Lions this week was to limit their ability as an offense, though, to have the big plays and find a boost through the Bulldogs' running game.
It's been a good week of preparation, trying to get everyone healthy and kind of going back to the basics after having a tough week and just making sure that we're ready to go for Friday. Defensively, I put a lot of emphasis on our front 7 and trying to slow down the run game, especially heading into Clear Lake. You know, they want to be able to run the ball, and if they have success running the ball, that opens up their passing game too. So definitely starts with our front 7, and we've been preparing to hopefully slow them down rushing the ball.
Hampton-Dumont Cal won the last meeting in Clear Lake 7-6 in 2020. The game tonight will air on 104.9 KLMJ, the Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show at 6:15, kickoff at 7 p.m. at Lions Field in Clear Lake. And listen for a special interview, the Wiffles Hybrids halftime interview coming up at the half. An 8-player District 4 title will be decided tonight when 9th-rated Clarksville travels to number 2 Gladbrook-Rhinebeck for 8-player football. Clarksville head coach Darren Boland says tonight's game for his Indians will be a strong indicator of where his squad stacks up in the 8-player ranks.
We just got to take a business-like approach this week, and it's definitely going to be a test to see where we stack up with some of these good programs in the state. And I think we're playing really well right now, but you know, it's Ladbroke Rhinebeck. They got their tradition, and I think our kids are getting a little bit more comfortable playing at a high level, and I think they're starting to really believe in themselves.
The Indians are 7-0, 4-0 in the district, coming off a 90-22 annihilation of GMG last week. Only one game has been decided by one possession this year for Clarksville. They boast one of the most efficient offenses in 8-player and have the second most all-purpose yards in the class. Defensively, the Indians haven't allowed more than 3 touchdowns since the opener. Boland says his Indian squad has played with the right style to compete with a team like Ladbroke Rhinebeck.
We're playing physical football right now. And I think if we can do that going into their backyard, I guess, I think our kids are confident enough that they can play with these top teams and be physical with these top teams. So it's going to be a great game, and it's going to be fun.
And the Rebels are 6-0, 4-0 in the district. They've similarly dominated opponents this year, and it's the first meeting between the programs in 8-player football. The game will kick off at 7 p.m. in Gladbrook tonight. We'll keep you up to date on that one. Two football teams that have been eliminated from playoff contention will collide tonight when AGWSR travels to Belmont, claiming the Cougars are 1-5 overall, and head coach James Cook says his team has maintained a positive outlook and is making the back half of the season memorable.
You have those conversations with the kids. Same outlook as they've had all season where, yeah, you know, we've lost more games than we've won, but how can we get better, coach? What do we need to do to try to improve the following Friday? And, you know, that's hard to do when you're 1-5, but that's a credit to, you know, the four captains we have and other kids on the team that have led in a positive way, and we'll get back to work and try to put a better product on the field Friday night in Belmont.
Belmont Clemmie is 0-6 overall and is after a 41-0 loss to number 9 Lake Mills. Head coach Kyle Wilkinson says his Broncos can be successful in this game with a focused approach.
They're not the biggest, but they're definitely very shifty. They move lateral, they stop on a dime, and they can accelerate through a hole. So it's, you know, it's going to be a gang tackling mentality. It's going to be do your job mentality. And if everybody does their job and focuses on the right keys, And like I said, we wrap up and gang tackle and fight as a team. If we start out the game how we normally play a second half, you know, I think a lot of things are going to go our way on Friday night.
The Broncos have found the scoreboard in their last 2 of 3 games, and the kickoff tonight in Belmont is at 7 p.m. AGWSR at BK. North Butler football 5-1 on the season. They face Nashua Plainfield for senior night tonight. Head coach Jordan Vanderloop says his Bearcats need to get out to a fast start against a very good Huskies team, and the seniors will be ready to go for their final regular season home game.
They're a good team. They've done excellent things this year. We've got to come prepared, ready to go, and make sure we're studying film and come out fired up. Got to get ready to go, like I said, from play one. We can't wait and sit back and try to play catch up or anything like that. This is a great game for senior night as well. It's kind of a rivalry game for us. We played Nashua. They got us last year. So I know this senior class, they're going to come ready to go. These guys want to, you know, end our home field advantage here with a win on it. Last home game of the regular season. So we need to come out ready to go.
And Nashua Plainfield is 4-2 and won last year's meeting 42-6 in Nashua. Kickoff tonight, 7 p.m. in Green. Again, North Butler coming in with a very good record with 5-1. Speaking of rivalry games, one of those great ones in Iowa is renewed tonight when Applington Parkersburg hosts Dyke New Hartford in Class 1A football. Playoff positioning will be on the line, but Dyke New Hartford head coach Don Betts says those kinds of factors are meaningless in this series. It's all about winning the game against your rival and earning some bragging rights.
Throw the records out year after year. Doesn't matter what the records are. This is going to be probably the hardest played game between both of these teams all year long. It's a great rivalry. Been going on for quite some time. We're going to get their best shot. We're hoping to give them our best shot and then just let the dust settle where it may. But should be a great ball game, a great atmosphere.
The Wolverines are 3-3, 2-1 in district play. The Falcons are 3-3, 1-2 in district play. And they need at least one more win to stay alive in the hunt for the playoffs. Head coach Alex Pollock says his Falcons will need to capitalize in key scenarios.
Being opportunistic on defense is going to be important. Special teams has always been a deciding factor in AP D&H. When AP's been good on special teams, I mean, we're in the game right till the very end. So all those types of things, I think if you look back at the especially the recent history, special teams has been incredibly important in those outcomes.
And AP is coming off their first district win, a 41-18 triumph over Central Springs. And tonight's game between Applington Parkersburg and Dighton Hartford in Parkersburg airs on 99 The Wave. Audio commentary also available on the Falcon Activities Network on YouTube. With John Mowinkle, the Rolling Forward Road of the Dome warm-up show begins at 6:15, followed by an opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. Again, John Mowinkle with Carter Hoff on the call there. It is week 7 of Friday Night Football. We need to get going. Let's tell you who plays who before we get out of here for a Friday morning. Again, AGWSR at Belmont Clemmy. Applington Parkersburg hosting Dighton Hartford. It's Clarion Gofield Dallas way up battling the Pioneers of Okoboji near the lakes. Also, number 9 Clarksville at number 2, Gladbrook Rhinebeck in 8th player football. Your number 1 Grundy Center welcomes in all Burnett. Hampton Dumont Cal at number 2, Clear Lake right here on KLMJ tonight. Iowa Falls Alden hosting the Jessup Jayhawks. North Butler once again hosting Yashua Plainfield. Hudson travels to South Hardin. And West Fork at number 1, St. Ansgar. The Rockford Warriors at 8th player football at home against Janesville tonight. Some of the games of interest. In Class 1A, Mason City Newman is hosting North Union. Lake Mills at West Hancock, a battle of top 10 teams there. Also, South Winneshiek at North Tama. Wapsie Valley hosting BCLUW. Denver at MFL Marmac, a battle of top 5 teams there at MFL Marmac tonight. Central Springs visiting Sumner Fredericksburg. Also tonight, Forest City hosts Estherville Lincoln Central. Garner Hayfield Ventura up at Spirit Lake. Maybe they can share a bus ride with Clarion Gofield Dallas, who's playing Okoboji. Also, Iowa Falls Alden, we mentioned, hosting Jessup. West Marshall's at PCM. Number 7, Humboldt at number 10, Algona tonight. And Charles City welcomes in Webster City in Class 3A football. Don't forget the Dale Howard Sports Overdrive tonight with Sean Dietz, following all of our football coverage starting at 10 p.m. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. Have a fabulous Friday.